Shell Mobile.
Well, traffic beware is all I can say in 0TR.
Well, I'm just leaving the church. I haven't even gotten out of the church. I'm just getting out of the churchyard. Because I had, even though I wasn't playing bells today, I'm the roadie that sets up and tears down after a performance. So I was taking care of that today. By the way, I poured out over 1 3/4 inches of rain out of my rain gauge this morning.
I think we got 1.69 or something like that, about almost 1 3/4. So that's pretty close to being the same.
Yes, I only poured 1.5 inches out of the other gauge, and there one's on one end of the porch and the other's on the other end of the porch, and neither one has trees covering them, so go figure.
It's pretty day out there, Rusty, but it's a little chilly, 57, and got 3 to 8 mile an hour winds from the northeast, feels like 52.
When I first got in the car and started it up, 56 out there now. And there is just enough of a breeze, it's a light breeze, and you can feel it. As I was walking across the parking lot, I could feel it, but, I'm headed out. I think I'm going to go have some seafood today and have me some broiled fish, something a little bit lighter than some of the heavier stuff I've been eating the last couple of days.
I'll eat seafood on Sunday. I don't know what we're going to have. We had Kentucky Fried Chicken yesterday, and then yesterday evening, Bernice got sick at her stomach. So I don't know if it was from that or not.
Been from anything, because considering all the different stomach viruses that are going around, you never know. You never know. And I've quit trying to figure it out. If I get sick, I go to the doctor and get something for it. If I don't get sick, then I don't worry about it. So, but it's what you do. It's what you do. Oh, I see they've got a sign up here where they're clearing some land and saying, coming soon, self-storage. Just what we need, another big self-storage unit over here on this road.
Ain't so many of those things in my life as there is down here, Rusty. And every square foot, they build one of those things.
That's the thing about it, because there's already one down further down the road here. I think this one down the road U-Haul is running this one, I think. I'm not sure. U-Haul's got a big one out by I-26, along the side of I-26, and where they've got their trucks and their trailers, but it's also got a whole bunch of storage facilities. And we've already got one on here on Reedville Road, and up here there's a big one up the road here, which I'll go by in a few minutes. And now they're building another one down here, just what we need, lots of storage places.
Right down there by Willis's, where you come on to, off of Gap Creek to Highway 14, it's huge now. And some of them got the tall structures. There's one down here as you go across White Hampton and 101 there on the left side of the road. It looks like a high-rise, all lit up and lights and everything, and glass, unbelievable. Must be a lucrative business is all I can say.
Well, they seem to keep building more of them, and they seem to be getting filled up because the ones they're building get filled up. So, you know, it's just, I don't know what you can say about it, because like I said, this one down here on Reedville Road, down close to where I'm going for lunch, they've got a big one down this way, and it seems to be, people have got it filled up, it's busy all the time, and they're going to build another one out here, and there's another one over on 29 that's a big one over there, so I don't know. And there's one down towards my way, a little bit more down that way. There's another one down that way. So they're coming up everywhere. And I'm just wondering where all the people are coming from that have all the stuff to store in here. So you go figure it out.
We'll take a genius to figure that out. Just look at the license tags. I had a friend that was very frugal up in Kansas. And old Bob told me one time he'd had one for I don't know how many years, and he didn't remember what was in it even, and he was paying way back then, 14 years ago, he was paying $35 a month for it. So no telling what they get for one of those things now. And he said there wasn't any more room in it to put anything. And I don't get it, because he kind of lived out in the country. Heck, he could have bought a storage building and put it on there for what he paid for rent on one of those.
Well, I've got a friend up here who has I think it's his mother, had a storage facility somewhere. And when she passed, he had no clue. He finally found the information on it and that it was there. And he went over, and it was one of the big 10 by 20 storage areas. And she had that thing full of stuff. And, but he and his brother-in-law. He and his sister made out real well because of all of the antiques that she had stored in that building. And they picked up a huge chunk of change for all of that stuff. And I know a guy years ago that they, at one of these storage places up that used to be around here, it's no longer around because it was not a very good one. But anyway, a guy died that owned it, and nobody, no family, and they discovered an old Wurlitzer jukebox in there. Wurlitzer offered him $35,000 for that jukebox. Now, you talk about a windfall, there it was.
That's pretty amazing. Sold one of my mom's antiques. It was one of those record players you wind up, and it had these quarter-inch records in it, and it belonged to my grandmother. But back then, it wasn't worth it. We got, $150 for it. But it had a bunch of those quarter-inch records, 78 RPM in there. And it needed a little bit of restoration to it, but not too much. But I was thinking what that'd probably be worth now. But I don't know how many people want one, though. That's the end of LTR.
Well, this one, he lucked out because this was the third jukebox that Wurlitzer built. It was numbered, and it was one of the original three that they built. That's why they gave him so much money for it, even though it was in a bad condition. But they gave him that much for it. All right, I'm getting hungry. I'll talk to you later. N0TR W2T, 73s from now.
Bon appetit, as they say. It's N0TR 73s, Rusty.